This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello, 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 beautiful people of Jacksonville, the nation, the world. How are you? I hope all is well with you. Shall we pray? Father, we need you, and we love you, and we know that you love us. We ask you to go with those families that are grieving and bereaving, God, of the loss of loved ones and those that are injured here in this horrific shooting and killing here in our city. I ask your blessings to be upon this city and to be upon our nation and to be upon the world. We know that your word says that these things must come before the end come. So we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to keep us humbly submitted in your care, ever looking up at your bleeding side, knowing that it is you that have made us and not we ourselves, that we may cast our cares upon you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, how are you? School is in, and as you know, we have and we're offering with the court in conjunction with the MLK Foundation, the Newtown Learning Center, the tutoring with Dr. Smith. Make sure you give me a call, okay? My number is 904-234-6481. If you want to call the show, 296-2251. Here in Jacksonville, 904-296-2251. If you have some questions or things, and don't forget the parade that we're having, the MLK parade. We need volunteers. We need volunteers, math teachers, reading teachers for the tutoring program. We're going to try to reach 100 children. We do have some allocations that from the Martin Luther King Memorial Foundation under the leadership of Gary Thomas, the president. That is set aside for us and for the underserved children that doesn't have means to come and get the tutoring and stuff, okay? And with the Gullah Geechee, you know, there's a big festival next month. We need your support. Please reach out. And don't forget, you can always go to Christ Zion Inc. on Google, and I'll be the only one show up on that, and it'll lead you to ChristZion.com, Bible Voices, Ken Jones, and all on Facebook. Okay? I did give you a little teaching today. The sixth chapter of Matthew, verse 25 through 34. And it reads, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they are? Which of you, by taking a thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiments? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow it is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought what you're saying, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows but you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Don't take no thought for your life, brothers and sisters. Don't die in your sin. Don't take no thought what you should drink. If you watch the animals, like he said with the birds, they fly, and whether or not you may go out and feed them, you may have some as pets in your yard like I do and feed bird seeds, and the Lord may have blessed you with another animal or so, and, you know, peacocks, different things, and you feed them. But like I was sharing with the people, if I can go out of town for 2 weeks, 3 weeks or so, that peacock, when I get back, he's right there. And I know I haven't feed him. I haven't fed him. And there may be some that feed him. Who knows? But the birds, I'm sure that they still are alive, because they'll be alive, and they were alive before we were here. But God takes care of them, and not one of them fall to the ground. But you have to remember, they have to get up and go. It's some effort that is required in what they're doing, because God desires for all who knows him to become more like Christ. We do this by first growing in the knowledge of Christ. It stands to reason we cannot grow to be like someone that we don't know. The deeper our knowledge of Christ is, the deeper our understanding of him becomes, and more like him we become. Among other reasons, we ought to know and understand Christ so that we will be secure in the faith. We worry about the wrong things. We worry about how we look. We worry about what we're going to put on. You remember John the Baptist? He was clothed in camel hair, and honey and wild locusts was his food. He didn't worry about it. And I understand that we don't want to suffer to reign with Christ as in the old days, because we are under a different dispensation of time. We can't walk around half naked, even though many of our brothers and sisters do. They dress with all the financial gains that is available to them, yet they still dress half naked. So we have to be mindful and careful of what we do and how we do what we do and what we say. We should not set our treasures upon the earth, where thieves and moths can break through and steal. You know, I remember having a little watch, I would take it with me, because I had the fear when the Lord came and saved my soul. And in 1990, didn't have the full understanding of the scope of the magnitude of his word. But, you know, I would take the watch, because it was a Gucci watch and it was all beautiful, and I didn't want to leave it home because if somebody would break through and steal. But God had to bring me to a teachable moment. You set your affection above, where no thieves and no moth can break through and steal. Where your heart is where your treasure is. Where your treasure is where your heart is. What is your mind on? Are you minding the things here on earth, or are you wearing this earth as a loose garment? It says in verse 28, you don't take no thought for your clothes, but we are loaded with them. We're overloaded. We're saturated with shoes. Oh, 30, 40 shoes. Oh, 20, 50 suits. Oh, 15, 20 hats. We're consumed with things. Be consumed with God. Be consumed with your soul, that you don't die in your sin. As you see, the Apostle Paul reiterates this truth in Ephesians 4, 14 through 16. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by waves and blown here and there with every wind of teaching by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking truth in love, we will in all things grow unto him who is the head, and that is Christ. From him the whole body is joined and fitly joined together and held together by the supporting ligaments. It grows and builds itself upon love as each part does its work. God is saying to you, my brothers and sisters, it is high time to yield your members, your love, your attitude, your desires unto him, for he is your first love. It is his desire that none perish, but all come into the rightful tree that is placed for them by God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, that we may rest in him. This fact is repeated more than once, and once more in 2 Peter 3:17 through 18. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on guard so that you don't be carried away with error of lawlessness of men and fall from your secure position. We're hid in Christ. You don't have to die in your sins. You can be forgiving and forgiven. And if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. What you desire that men would do unto you, do unto them. For out of the heart comes the issues of life. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So let your desire and affections be above, so that you can set your treasures above, where you can build your hope on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Look how the lilies of the fields grow. You don't know, and I don't know. Sometimes you can get up, especially with this grass. I'm going to just digress a second. You get up with the grass and you see it, and it's sometimes you can almost see it growing, but you really can't. You let a little rain hit it, and I mean, man, boy, the next day it's like, wow, I just cut this a couple days ago. It's like, man, it needs to be cut again. Yeah, but this is the way the Lord does, and same thing with the seed. God causes the seed to grow. You have no effect over a seed, none at all. God has the power, because in the beginning, God has the power. He creates out of nothing. And the seed was out of nothing. But yet, when it falls to the ground, it brings forth much fruit. My brothers and my sisters, think on these things. Of course, the knowledge alone will not produce a Christ-like character. The knowledge we gain from God's word must impact our hearts and convict us of the needs to obey what we have learned. And in Romans 12, 1 and 2, you know, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, we all slip. We have faults. I have faults. We do that which is right so the Lord can bless us. We understand the holiness of God. We understand that it is his will that none perish. And we know that we have been delivered and brought out of darkness unto this most marvelous light. We know that we have him, and we in him we have our moving and our being. We know that he is the captain of our salvation. We know that he is the propitiation for our sins. We know that he is our strong deliverer. We know that he's our keeper and our watchman. We know that he loves us with an undying love and calls all who hear his voice to come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You see these seeds and these flowers? He say they don't go and work. They don't spin. They don't toil. What do you mean? You don't have to worry. God wants you not to be worried. You know something? As I shared with them Thursday night, you know, you see the mountains that people have carrying around? They have a mountain of trouble, a mountain of anxiety, a mountain of depression. They have a mountain of cares, problems, children, husbands, jobs. Oh, they're just carrying around a tremendous burden. But people of God, I'm here to tell you, that mountain that you're carrying today is for you to climb. So lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset you and let us run. You can't run with a mountain, but you can run up the mountain. Peter says, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He wants you to understand that you should not be confined in your mind of the things that you see. Because the things, my brothers and sisters, that you see are temporal. But the things that are not seen are eternal in the heaven. Of course. Romans 12:1-2 tells us emphatically that the process of filling our minds with the knowledge of God not only brings us closer to the Christ-likeness, but obedient to the knowledge aligns us with the perfect will of God. That's why he urges us in a view of God's mercy to offer yourself to God. Don't wait till you're down in the bed of your affliction. Offer yourself to God. Work the work of him that have sent you while it is day. Because night comes in every man's life. Night comes and no man will be able to work. You have to do what you can do while you can do it for God. Remember thou Creator in thy youth. Young people, if you don't know Jesus, Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Savior of the world, old people, if you don't know Jesus, the Redeemer, the author and finisher of your faith, if you don't know him who's able to keep you from falling, if you do not know him, I give you a standing invitation to seek the Lord while he may be found and to call upon him while he is near. And let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts and return to the Lord. Look at the flowers. They don't spin, neither do they toil. But look how they're arrayed. And Solomon in all of his splendor. Look at the word of God in the analogy. In all of his splendor is not arrayed like something God made. Yes, we're made in the image and the likeness of God. And yes, it was good and very good. It got so good to David. David said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? You have made him just a little lower than the angels. And you have crowned him with life and dominion. Yes, we're special with God because we're made in the image and the likeness of God. God out of nothing started and sit there and calling and summoning nothing into existence. Sitting there knitting a man out of dust. This is the kind of God we have. That's my God. He's a holy God. He's a merciful God. He's a loving God. He's a just God. Won't you extend your heart unto him who's able to keep you from falling so that he can present you spotless before his throne? Will you stop sinning? No, not until that perfect day. Because the blood of Jesus has covered you. Your sins are forgiven. Won't you turn? Like David said, I thought on my way. And I said, let my feet turn into the house of the Lord. And then he said, well, you know something? What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits that he's bestowed upon me? Look how he's dressed me. Look how he's clothed me. I'm looking at God's creation. I love gazing at his creation. Look at how magnificent. Look at the ambience and the effervescent beauty of his creation. When we go to the beach or when we just look out our yard and just watch the animals and, oh, it's so mesmerizing. It is medicinal for me. Oh, David said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits that he's bestowed upon me? Listen at what David says. He said, you know something? I think I'll take the cup of salvation. Won't you take the cup of salvation today? You need a Savior, because if you don't, in hell, you would lift up your eyes. And we have many people, and I hope and pray that those that went on and that was destroyed by the destroyer here in Jacksonville with that shooting that is passed from death to life, I hope and pray that they did not die in their sin. I hope and pray that you will not die in your sins without a Savior. Only Jesus saves. Only Jesus keeps. Jesus, keep me near the cross. For there is a precious fountain in Christ. There is a newness of life. In Christ, you can have glory that's arrayed like a flower. That's why Jesus is considered the lily of the valley. Don't you want to taste that lily? Don't you want to look upon his face? Oh, I want to see him and look upon his face. Oh, to sing forever of his. Don't you want a Savior? Aren't you tired of being sick and tired? Aren't you tired of being on drugs, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, sex addiction? Aren't you tired of lying, stealing, deceiving? What you would have men do unto you, do unto them. If you want a friend, there's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. Don't die in your sin. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test. Oh, I said test. God say, look, put me to the test, and I'll show you. Men shall heap into your bosom, pressed down, shaken together. If you give, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Won't you bless God and your community by volunteering? Won't you bless God by being your brother's keeper? Won't you do what you can do for those that you can do? When you know to do good and do it not, it is sin. You're not stationary, but you're mobile. That you can go to and fro. You can seek and save that which is lost, as the Lord Jesus has done. Won't you do it? Your heavenly Father knows what you have need of these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Can y'all hear me out there? This is Ken Jones. Can you hear me? This is your friend, Ken. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. Well, I need a house. Seek God. Well, I need a car. Seek God. I need a job. Seek God. I need my life to get. Seek God. You cannot build it unless the Lord builds the house. They that labor have built it in vain. And unless the Lord keeps the city, Jacksonville, the nation, the world, unless God keeps the city, the nation, the world, the watchman watches in vain. Oh, in godly sorrow do they watch and have no power because they're powerless. because you have no autonomy for a seed, but a holy God that you can prove what is the acceptable will of God and his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Greater and greater while we become less and less as we yield control of our lives to him. Just as John the Baptist knew, he said that he must increase and I must decrease in John 3:30. So the Christian grows like a flower to reflect more and more and less of his own nature and more like Christ. Luke sums it up best when he describes what Jesus told his disciple. If anyone comes after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Now, I know it's tough. Jesus told the rich young ruler, he come running, kneeling, sliding in there to Jesus. Good master, yes. What must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, well, you know the Ten Commandments. He said, yes. Thou shalt not kill, steal, covet, bear false witness, commit adultery. Yes. Keep the Sabbath, love the Lord thy God with all. Yes. He said, yet I do all these things. And Jesus looked at him and loved him. He said, yet, but you lack one thing. Go sell all you have and give it to the poor. And then go take your cross and follow me. The cross is horrible. The cross means that it is not a process that you're going to die overnight. The 17 works of the flesh are still going to be remaining as you look in Galatians 5:17-19. They're going to be there. You have to die daily. You have to die daily. Why? Because the cross is a horrifying process. You don't just die when you get crucified. You have to die as you hang there and suffer. If you don't suffer with him, you won't reign with him. Will you not seek the Lord today? Give him your time, your talent, and your treasure. I'm telling you, stay true, stay faithful, stay firm. The Holy Spirit bless you. If anyone would come after me, take up his cross. I'm asking you, and I thank you for your support. I ask you to pray continuously for Christ Zion and Bible Voices and Ken Jones, The Truth Is Holy Show. If you want to hear and contact me with the tutoring program or the MLK Foundation or Gullah Geechee Nation here in Jacksonville, would you volunteer? We need your help and your support. We don't just need your money. We need you. You want to be a part of the parade? We need the people to come out. This is for us. This is our culture, our history. This is who we are. We're good people. We're loving people and we're beautiful people. And I want you to know that I love you. Father God, I ask you to bless the people, God, that are on the fence, that want to make a decision to let your light into their hearts and redeem them from the curse of sin. I ask that you extend your love and your effervescent joy upon them in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's important to realize that becoming more like Christ starts by receiving him as Savior for our sins. Then we grow in our knowledge of God by reading the Bible daily, studying it. You know, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, being obedient to what it says, this process causes us to grow and occurs over the entire lifetime in Christ. Only when you have entered heaven for eternity with God does this process reach its culmination. Please try to make it into heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you and kept you is my prayer. This is Ken Jones. Remember, if you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. All God, all day, all the time. Live holy. Ken Jones, Truth is Holy, Principles for Daily Living. God bless you.
Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy, Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless you.